Welcome to the Gospel Giving Podcast. We're seeking to resource those committed to giving wisely, generously, and creatively to Christian ministry in Tasmania and beyond. We're hoping that with God's blessing, we might ignite a gospel-giving movement that will give a high regard for deliberate, thoughtful, and prayerful support of gospel ministry. For more information, visit gospelgivingmovement.org.
All right, who are you and why am I talking to you?
Yes, well, who are you, Wilbur? That's a good question.
Yeah. Well, my name's Mark Leong. Who am I? I'm an Asian-born Chinese person, which basically means I have the Asian gene of eternal youth, which means I've been cryogenically frozen at the age of 25, which sounds really great if you're from a Caucasian background. You're thinking, that's excellent. But it isn't, because when I go to Liquor Land to buy something, I always get ID carded. I'm actually 38 years old, been married for 12 years, and I have two young children. And it's extremely embarrassing that I still get ID carded at the age of 38. So that's who I am. I work at City Bible Forum, and I'm the Sydney director there.
And so does your magic gene help with your young workers ministry that you used to do?
Yes, I still do it now, and I guess the young workers, particularly, I look after Christians from their first day of work, roughly to about 5 years, and I help them make the transition from university to work, and helping them see that Jesus is as relevant and as active and as life-changing in the workplace as he was during their university years. And I love doing that, but also not just for the Christians in their own personal godliness and living as a Christian in the workplace, but helping them see that their neighbours often are people who don't know Jesus, so helping them think of the workplace as a mission field and trying to do that. So that's my job.
And so those people you're ministering to, do you see those people as being an important part of the financial sustainability of the ministry, or are you going to the older folks and asking them to support your ministry to the younger folks?
Yeah, that's a great question. I guess it's, if we're talking long term, it needs to be a both and rather than either or. One of the great blessings of working in a city context is we get to meet Christians who have been working for 30 or 40 years, and God has been very kind to them in giving them opportunities to progress up the corporate ladder, so to speak, and they've been exceedingly generous. But as I've met those men and women, what I've realised is their convictions were formed a lot earlier. So their generosity was modelled earlier, before when they were university, but especially when they started work. And so it was at that level of conviction. And then as, I guess, budgets grew, so was the opportunity to be generous. But, focusing on the young workers is something which is obviously strategic, not just for the mission field, but also as on a secondary level for the financial future of City Bible Forum.
And so when you approach a young worker, do you have that conversation about support early on in the relationship?
Or later, I guess, is to finish off your question. I think just where does giving fit in the Christian life? Is it actually, if we're convinced it's part of godliness, then actually asking people to consider when they're in their position to support us is actually helping them be more like Jesus. But I guess in wisdom, when is the right time? So I'm committed to doing that, but when? And also, more importantly, how are you heard for a young worker? So, you know, after university, the anecdotally, most people think, hey, you now got a job, you've got lots of disposable income, of course you're going to be able to give lots of money. But that's probably the last thing you want to treat somebody who's a Christian young worker. you know, they've just gone through a significant transition in their life, and so they're still trying to wrestle out who they are, how they fit in, and so to put on that extra responsibility so soon seems to be putting the horse before the cart. Let's make sure you're thriving as a follower of Jesus, that you've got your convictions right, and then I guess generosity is a later discussion. Also, I think I'm a big believer at City Bible Forum that the local church is the heartbeat of God. That's where that main action's at. And so young workers, I guess, have historically always been supporting their local church throughout their university and workplace. So I don't want to ever replace that or supplant that. But as they see and try and, I guess, see the complementary benefit that City Bible Forum has, and they've seen the vision, then I'll sit them down and ask them whether they want to support that. More importantly, oftentimes they've already benefited from it as well, which is why I delay asking. And secondly, generally I wait maybe a couple of years so that they can also see somebody else who is just like them coming through. And so it's not just I'm now resourcing a vision which is now concrete. I can see a person that I'm also supporting. I can't remember what it's anchoring, that's the term.
Yeah.
I've now anchored my vision in a concrete way, and I think that's, if you want some little tips, that's why we do it.
Okay, so what would you say to somebody who is in the cycle of fundraising, of appeal to terrifying appeal?
Isn't that your job, Wilma? Yeah. Isn't that my job? Yeah. Oh, I guess again I guess even fundraising at City Bible Forum, we've tried to steer away from that kind of language. Some people call it friend raising. So I thought, that's quite. Yeah, I can kind of get where they're getting at. No, yeah, we're trying to raise support. And that's not just in terms of financial, there's prayer. So I don't want to discount other ways, and people are in different positions to do that. But, yeah, to the person who's continuing to do that, see that as part of you're helping people be more like Jesus. I think gives me the conviction that thinks, okay, this is a good and proper thing for them. So I'm actually loving them. It's not just about me and my ministry. So that hopefully guards me from self-interest, which I think is obviously very important, and keeps my integrity. Also, I think playing the long game, that people's positions do change. When you're in the fundraising cycle and you have, whether it's every 6 months or every year and it's coming around again, we need to always lift people's eyes to a larger vision. And that's what's going to keep you excited and keep them excited about it. And I guess for the young workers, one of the questions I've asked them is, look, you've seen what we've done. You've experienced it. You now are seeing other people benefiting from it. But in 10 years' time, I say, as the Sydney director, I've seen the finances and how it works, and I can tell you there are people who are 10, 15 years ahead in their careers who are bankrolling and have bankrolled you and the benefit that you've received. The question is, in 10 years' time, where are they going to be? Well, most of them will probably have started to retire, and so who's the next generation to see people come to know Jesus in the workplace? Well, it's going to fall on us. And if your conviction is that the workplace is a mission field and you've tried it and you've seen the fruit from it, well, why don't you jump on board? And that might start in a small way now, because your convictions need to be cemented now, but in 10 years' time under God, that maybe you may be in position to support us. And I think in the past I never put that forward as a valid possible pathway for Christian workers. And I think, now I see that's one possible way for people to be faithful to Jesus, or one component maybe of them being faithful to Jesus is under God's kindness, being very successful, making a lot of money,
still keeping their convictions of sharing Jesus in the workplace, but as their situation changes, to be exceedingly generous because God's been exceedingly generous to them.
Great. Any stories that you feel you can share from the coalface of coming alongside people in their young worker journey and following them through that?
Yeah. I think if you're particularly looking at young workers, so people starting work, especially in this generation, what they dislike is they dislike being talked to. So the whole getting alongside. So I think that's one thing. So, and I guess giving them time and not assuming too much. Even though, you know, everyone's time poor, I think young workers feel it more. So you need to acknowledge that. And, you know, I'm 38. Like, you're just going to be more time poor. Wait till you have kids. If you have kids, you know. You know, stop whinging, you young person, you know. But no, got to put that away. The other interesting cultural insight is, which has changed, is that for many young workers, they're... commitment shy in terms of regular financial giving. For many, that's and one I remember seeing with one young worker over lunch, just chatting to him, and he said, "You know, Mark, the only commitment that I've locked into is my phone contract." And I just went, "Wow!" So that's complete. I'm in a completely different phase. I've got a mortgage, and I've got all these other payments. So commitment is in my season of life. But for somebody who's living at home with parents still, you know, and I thought, wow, that gives me insight into his world and understanding, well, he wants to be generous, but maybe not in the way that I would like. What does it look like for them? And I realised that that he wasn't alone. So being flexible, sure, I would love him to be a regular financial giver because it makes my job easier, but perhaps that's not the... best way to think about it. How can I help him follow Jesus and be generous? And if it means every 30 June I need to give him a call and we need to have our catch up at the pub and have a steak and he knows the questions are coming, then I just need to set myself a reminder and do that. So I think that's one journey where I've learnt I need to listen well and understand well and again realise that this is not about me meeting my target. This is about me helping them to be more like Jesus. And so just like I'd be flexible for somebody who doesn't know Jesus, or I'd be flexible if someone had a pastoral issue, I should have a similar willingness to be flexible here.
And is there any encouragements that you can give to people who might look at those long-term relationships and be discouraged by a failure rate of, you know, what if I invest all this time in this person and there's nothing in it for me ever?
Yes.
I'm being a little bit provocative.
Yeah, so why are you in Christian ministry, brother? there's a bit of that as well. Sure, I think you just play the long game is what Christian ministry is all about. I'm at a city director's day with Wilbur, and one analogy which struck with me from one of my fellow directors was farmers need to be visionaries. I thought, really? And then he explained, farmers need to be visionaries because they see an empty field and they see crops growing later. And I think, wow, that's true. And that is what it means to live by faith and not by sight. God doesn't promise us rewards. He promises to be with us, and if we're faithful, he'll take care of the results. So I think that's the way we keep on doing. We keep on going, and we keep on doing what we do. And I realise that there are certain pressures in fundraising, especially if you're in a position where if you don't fundraise, you won't have a job as well. So, and in my position as a director, if I'm unable to fundraise, I might have to let someone go. So I realise that. You know, it's not all, you know, happy, clappy smiles. Yay, it's easy. So I do bear that responsibility. But yeah, God's with me. And if it doesn't work out, that's okay. I'm not justified by my good results. I'm justified by faith alone. So I even have license to fail and learn. And so that's a Christian freedom I have.
Brilliant, great note to finish on. Thanks very much for your time, Mark.
All right, thanks, Wilbur.